Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. We begin with a little wisdom, Lynn Scherr. What do you think? What's that phrase your mother told you? Don't go to bed mad because you'll wake up mad, right?
This country is mad. That's angry, frustrated, right, throw the bums out.
It's all about politics. And at the risk of starting your day off wrong, we're going to focus on anger in a couple of important areas where there are races and contentions, all involving important incumbents in the Senate. And we're going to go to Arkansas first. Joining us now is Alan Hughes, president of the Arkansas AFL-CIO, member of the United Steelworkers Union. Alan Hughes, how mad are you at incumbent Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln in today's primary?
Well, people have sat around so long to where they're disgusted after 11 years of her in office. They've endorsed Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter for U.S. Senate race, and they've committed to working on this. They've done phone banks. They've done plant gate visits, mailings. It's unreal how hard they've decided to work and get out and replace someone that has not listened to working families and their needs. I guess the word would really fit it. They're disgusted with her.
All right. Alan Hughes, president of the Arkansas AFL-CIO. Our mission this morning is to hear the anger as they're hearing it in the state of Arkansas. That's the Blanche Lincoln race in Arkansas. What about the Republican primary in the state of Nevada? We spoke a moment ago with Ian Milchrist, who's executive producer of KNPR's State of Nevada public radio program. Ian, how mad are people you're hearing in the state of Nevada on the Republican side, all anxious to face Democrat Harry Reid in the fall?
Well, I mean, everyone is running against Harry Reid. Everybody is saying that they're part of the Tea Party and that they have to dismantle health care, fix immigration, all of those issues that drive people in the Republican primaries. But the candidate who has probably been the harshest on those issues, the one who got the Tea Party Express support, is the one who looks like she's surging at the end of the race.
And this is what Harry Reid wants. He believes he can defeat in the fall the Tea Party candidate because that candidate is on the fringe. Is that a good bet?
Yeah, that's the way he sees it, that she's run twice before in the last two election cycles, and in both times she's been by far the most conservative candidate. I'm sure his research people have been combing through every statement, press release, speech she gave, and they're going to dig up a number of extreme, or what they think of as extreme statements, like she wants to phase out Social Security, she wants to privatize Medicare, and those kinds of policies. They think they will be able to create an image of her as an extremist who can't be trusted in Washington.
Win or lose for Harry Reid in the fall, if the Tea Party can determine the Republican candidate in the state of Nevada, it is a win-win for the Tea Party because they show their strength in the state of Nevada, correct?
Yes, but you got to qualify that because if the preferred Republican candidate had run, and that is Congressman Dean Heller, we wouldn't be having a primary at all. He was by far the singular choice of the party. And what we've got now is really a number of second-tier candidates who ran. And so in a sense, that Harry Reid scared off his most serious opposition. It remains to be seen, though, since all of these candidates are running against Washington and against Reid, any one of them may still turn out strong in the general election.
All right. Ian Milchrist is executive producer of KNPR State of Nevada program, talking about the Nevada race. Let's take some of the dynamics there in Nevada and put them to our guest from Arkansas, Alan Hughes, president of the Arkansas AFL-CIO. So, Alan Hughes, if the Tea Party wants to produce a candidate in Nevada to show its power, you union folks there in Arkansas simply want to take down the incumbent to show your power. It's really not about policy. It's about power.
Everybody's trying to put it down as power. It's more about the kitchen table or the doctor bills or something or the plant closures. It's her voting record. It's about the people. I mean, they'd like to make this about union power, but it's the people that's come together. It's not just union people. It's other workers are out there saying, I've had enough. My concerns are falling on deaf ears. It's time to get someone in there to listen to us and take our issues to where they need to go. So I think Senator Lincoln has realized her past voting record has come back to get her.
If Bill Halter wins, you have to be able to deliver that Democrat in the fall election, right?
Yes, sir. And we will be. We'll be working just as hard then as we are now in the runoff to defeat the Republican John Bozeman, because we've gone back and looked at his voting record. He only has about a 15% voting record for working families. And we've proven we can do it because we did it with Jay Dickey in the 4th District before. So we're ready to set up for this November election.
Alan Hughes, isn't this all this talk about anti-incumbency? I feel sometimes as if it gets to be too big a headline as opposed to the issue. Bill Holter is an incumbent lieutenant governor. At some point, if he becomes the senator, he becomes an incumbent as well, a congressman. Is it really about incumbency, or is it just about getting the right person in office as far as you're concerned?
Well, we feel like it's getting the right person in office. He's already come to us with some issues as lieutenant governor. One was a scholarship. Families in Arkansas have lost jobs. They're struggling putting food on the table, college education for their kids, and affordable health insurance. And Bill Holter brought the lottery to Arkansas when it was needed. And a lot of these people who have been struggling are now getting opportunity for that scholarship through the lottery system.
Well, all right, so he's your preferred candidate is basically the point. But what bottom line, you're saying he'd be a stronger candidate in the fall?
Well, we've seen the polls. It shows him with better results than Senator Lincoln.
Well,
against John Bozeman.
Let's talk about the incumbent that's shadowing all these elections. Alan Hughes, are you opposed to President Obama's program in your opposition to Blanche Lincoln?
To me, their goal is to keep control of the Senate. And we're trying to let them understand that we will decide who controls the Senate as far as the Democrats. It'll be our choice. It won't be his. It won't be past President Clinton's. It'll be the working families in Arkansas that decide who's going to represent Arkansas in the U.S. Senate.
All right. Alan Hughes, sounds like a vote of inter-party revolt there in Arkansas. President of the Arkansas AFL-CIO, supporter of Bill Holter, who's opposing Blanche Lincoln, the incumbent senator in the state of Arkansas. Ian Milchrist, executive producer of KNPR State of Nevada program. Let's find out from you. Is there any sort of ambient anger there in the state of Nevada against the incumbent in 2012, Barack Obama?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a concerted effort of people, although it really doesn't rise much more, probably than 30 or 40%. His approval rating is slightly negative, but only by 1 or 2 points. And most of the anger at the moment seems to be focused on Harry Reid, because he's in 2010.
All right, well, we will check in and find out what happened tomorrow. Ian Milchrist, executive producer of KNPR, Alan Hughes, president of the Arkansas AFL-CIO. Anger in two places, primaries in 11 or 12 states.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.